Multiple rooms damaged in a blaze. Good morning. I'm Michelle Spring with your 9 o'clock news report. A New Philadelphia family of six is suffering the effects after an early Monday morning fire. Firefighters responded around 2 a.m. to a structure fire at 760 Ray Avenue Northwest. Fire Department Lieutenant Bobby Smith explains that two adults and four children made it outside before the fire spread from the kitchen.
Walked around the back and pretty well involved in fire. The guys that pulled up on the engine pulled the tack line right to that back door and knocked it down pretty quick. Did a real, real good job. Everybody was out of the house, no injuries.
He notes that the home is a balloon frame structure, which posed an issue for responders.
Which means that the wall studs actually go from basement all the way to the attic. There's no blocking. So we actually had fire got above it. We had to send over to the second floor and open up some walls and stop the fire spread that way too. The kitchen and then the room above and the bathroom, we had to do a ton of overhaul and opening up above it too because of that fire in the walls.
The burn pattern originated on top of the stove and damage is estimated at $20,000. The American Red Cross has launched a new missing types campaign to recruit new blood donors. This movement is aimed to encourage new and previous donors to give blood to ensure patients have the blood they need. Communications manager Christy Peters says that every 2 seconds, someone in the United States needs blood, but unfortunately, over the last 4 years, new Red Cross donors have declined by 80,000.
We haven't seen as many new donors coming in to give. The blood donor base is shrinking, and so we are depending on the same small number of people who are giving on a regular basis.
Peter says that hospitals are seeing an impact on the shortage of the three most common blood types, A, B, and O.
In addition, more than one-third of the public has never considered that blood may not be available when they need it or a loved one needs it. However, at the American Red Cross, we face blood shortages on a regular basis.
The Red Cross runs roughly 25 blood drives within the Northern Ohio region. Interested donors can visit redcrossblood.org to find a local drive or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. Meanwhile, in your state news, an Ohio teen who was charged with stabbing her one-year-old daughter to death has been sentenced to 20 years in prison. The Columbus Dispatch reports a judge sentenced 18-year-old LaShelle Anderson Monday after she pleaded guilty to involuntary manslaughter, felony assault, and child endangering. Prosecutors say her daughter, Lalana Sharp, was found with several stab wounds at their Columbus home last September and pronounced dead at a nearby hospital. And in your sports news, the Indians were held to four hits Monday night in a 4-0 loss to St. Louis. It's just the second time this season that they've been shut out. Mike Clevinger went 5 innings, allowing 2 runs on 6 hits. He struck out 4 and walked 2. Clevinger was 3-0 in his last 5 starts. The Tribe takes on the Cardinals again tonight at 8:15. And LeBron James finished runner-up behind Houston Rockets star James Harden for this year's NBA MVP. After capturing the honor 4 times in a 5-year stretch. Starting in 2009, James hasn't won the MVP since 2013. He finished 4th in the voting last season. For the latest sports news, be sure to visit Big Z Sports on Facebook and Twitter. Your news this morning is brought to you by Law Motor Company in Sugar Creek, the area's most complete car service and repair center. A look at your Z Country forecast is coming up next.
How do you know the true condition of a pre-owned vehicle? Looks can be deceiving. How do you know that vehicle is mechanically sound? Law Motor Company in Sugar Creek has an 88-point checklist. They go through the vehicle and restore it to as close to showroom new as possible before it goes on the lot. Most of their vehicles include a 6-month or 6,000-mile service contract. Come to Law Motor Company's lot to check out these pre-owned cars and trucks. A gray 2007 Nissan Titan SE King Cab 4x4, 8-cylinder engine, bedliner, and alloy wheels. A silver 2009 BMW X3 with panoramic sunroof, heated leather, all-wheel drive, and rain-sensing wipers. And a black 2013 Toyota Tacoma with SR5 package, double cab, 4x4, cloth seats, and traction control. See these and other great vehicles at Lom Motor Company on Broadway in Sugar Creek or at lommotorsco.com.
Sunshine of this morning will mix with increasing clouds. High temperature this afternoon in the lower 80s. There could be a stray shower around this afternoon into early this evening. Scattered showers tonight, mostly cloudy, low of 67. Better chance that we see showers and maybe even a few thunderstorms on Wednesday. High temperatures Wednesday around 80 degrees. The threat of rain subsiding early Thursday will be drying out and heating up as we head into the weekend. I'm Severe Weather Team 9 meteorologist Jeff Exline.
For news 24 hours a day, be sure to log on to WTUZ.com. From the WTUZ Newsroom, I'm Michelle Spring. 99.